Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've got some fine reporting I'd like to share with you, our fair audience. Philip Bump at the Washington Post. Here's the headline. Breaking the law via toilet would certainly complete one Trump-era story arc. Here's how it reads. Let's just start with how bad the decision-making process is that results in flushing regular paper down the toilet at a two-century-old house. Not to get into the particulars, assuming I probably don't need to since we are all adults here, but there is a reason that toilet paper breaks down in water. Our sewer systems are not garbage disposals, and our pipe work isn't a trash chute. Putting paper in a toilet yields a predictable outcome to anyone familiar with both toilets and paper. And yet, New York Times' Maggie Haberman reports that during the Trump administration, White House staffers would occasionally discover that the toilets in the White House were clogged with wads of clumped up paper. We've known for years that Donald Trump had a predilection for ripping up notes and other documents. The natural conclusion then is that some such scraps would wind up in the toilet. I also heard he ate some of them, but that's not what we're talking about here. Repeatedly, that's really part of this story that's so odd. Clog the toilet with wads of paper once, okay. You could have anticipated that result, but lesson learned. But to do so more than once, baffling to understate it a bit. Mind you, Trump denied the story in a statement, as he so often denied reporting from Haberman that was later validated. If you're going to gamble on who will be proved to have been more accurate, Maggie Haberman or Donald Trump, I'd recommend the former. The anecdote does lend new context to Trump's occasional rants about the flow of the toilets that when he was the president. You remember any of this? In December of 2019, for example, he alleged that low flow regulations were making bathrooms less efficient. People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once. They end up using more water, so EPA is looking at that very strongly. At my suggestion, he said, referring to the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. I guess if he's using the abbreviation, I've got to read the whole. It's the Chekhov's gun rule of Trump presidency. If he complains at some point about having to flush the toilet multiple times, there's going to become its own plot point somewhere down the line. I mean, think about this. When Donald Trump said, oh, you got to flush the toilet 10 or 15 times, did you ever once consider to yourself, well, of course, because he's trying to jam evidence down the White House antiquated 200-year-old sewer system. He's trying to flush the evidence. But what the antidote does not offer is new insights into two questions that linger about Trump. How exposed is he to criminal prosecution? And how robust might a 2024 election bid be? These are admittedly not two questions that are generally paired for presidential candidates. So let's begin once again at the toilet. This is part of a line of inquiry that's been building for weeks, with the Washington Post reporting about the federal government having secured from Trump 15 boxes of material that should have been left behind when he left office. That's quite likely why Haberman's story broke now. The subject is in the news. But unfortunately, we don't know how much about how far over the line this behavior might have been. It's very safe to assume the toilet story, while tantalizing, well, not tantalizing exactly, is probably a non-starter. After all, while one might assume that Trump was disposing of material that should have been retained during his presidency, we don't know that for sure. Why didn't someone have to fish it out for us? We don't know Trump placed the paper in the toilet. Like, who else would be clogging the White House toilets? Melania? Other names. Maybe one of the Trump boys. We don't know Trump placed the paper in the toilet or that it's anything subject to retention rules. And the nature of the incident means we'll never know. So we move up a level. Is the fact that the National Archives had to chase down this material indicative of a legal violation? Some of the material might have been classified, as the Post reported, but we don't know exactly what that means. It is not the case that those violating records laws normally face stiff sanction, when former aide to President Bill Clinton, Sandy Berger, was caught taking highly classified material out of the archives 2 decades ago, some of which were later destroyed. He was fined $50,000 and had to perform community service. Well, I'd love to see Trump fined 50 G's and have to perform some community service. I see some trash out there on the street. Trump, come get it. But anyways, back to the article, the Philip Bump at the Washington Post. While justice should be blind, Attorney General Merrick Garland and President Biden are certainly aware that any effort to prosecute Trump would be fraught, particularly on something as relatively innocuous as taking papers from the White House. There's a political angle to this as well, of course. Trump repeatedly harangued Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign for her use of private email servers while she served in the Obama administration. He often misrepresented and exaggerated her actions, but some material on the server was determined to have been classified. The Justice Department determined there was no persuasive evidence of systematic, deliberate mishandling of classified information, and Clinton, to Trump's oft-performed chagrin, faced no criminal charges. Would Trump pay a political price for retaining documents he should have turned over to the government? Well, I would ask you to consider what voter might look at a broad arc of Trump's actions since 2015 and find this to be the one that changes him, you know, from a Trump voter. Well, maybe there's plumbers out there, but that'd be it. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. The twisted tale of the Trump toilet and the clogging thereof at the White House. And not in the traditional way. Not in the way that, you know, Fancy Brian occasionally clogs up the facilities here in the world headquarters. I'm talking about a different sort of clogging the toilet. Clogging the toilets of justice, if you will. Well, the evidence. Trump was flush in evidence at the White House. Is that better or worse than Hillary's emails? I see a few conservatives out there. They want to join. Perhaps a few good liberals out there as well. 844-967-2789. It's a little scatological around here, but mostly because Trump made me do it. No big deal. More Devil's Advocates.